Ice Rays with Hintz down the middle. Borgo. Borgo. Wrist shot. He scores. Matthew Borgo. Top of the slot. Ties it up at one. It's taken by Fasciano behind his own net as the puck taking some weird bounces. Fasciano skates it down the middle, across center ice, across the New Mexico line, skates in on goal, and he scores! Shot it in and got the goal. Coast to coast, Luca Fasciano, 2-0 Corpus Christi. Puck on the right side to Fasciano at the right point. Fasciano on the left wing side to Brust. Brust skates in towards the circle, back to Fasciano, top of the slot, doesn't shoot, back to Brust. He flips it toward the net, centered in front, they score! Stepan Kuznetsov gets the goal with the two-man advantage, 1-0 Corpus Christi.
Once again, the Ice Rays have won 3 of 4, all on the road. They close out the season at home at the American Bank Center next week. A lot of big things on hand for that. Pack the place day. That's going to be a big one. You're going to want to make your plans. Fasciano centered as a shot wide to the right side. Fasciano along the near side boards, kept it in. Now it's finally cleared by New Mexico all the way down ice. Seelinger will give some resistance against Corpus Christi. Puck is taken by Fasciano behind his own net as the puck taking some weird bounces. Fasciano skates it down the middle, across center ice, across the New Mexico line, skates in on goal, and he scores! Shot it in and got the goal. Coast to coast, Luca Fasciano, 2-0 Corpus Christi. The end was kind of a delay as Fasciano kind of stick handled. He put a flip shot and it was past Fuller. Beautiful play by Fasciano, who just came all the way down and gets a power play goal, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Ice Rays as Fasciano just stick handled between three players, flipped it on goal, and it went by Fuller into the back of the net. 14:44 would be the time of the penalty, time of the goal, I should say. Here's a shot on goal, and that's a save and a rebound grab by Corpus Christi. An unassisted goal right now by Fasciano, who just skated down on the power play. 14:45. The time they announced. It says 14:44 on the score sheet. Now one of the Ice Rays players is knocked down. He's on the ice. And now here's a stoppage. And that is Derek Pietrzyk. Pietrzyk still on the ice. I don't know what happened to him, but he is in pain. Cindy West, the trainer, out to check him out. I don't know if he got a stick to the face. They're showing the replay. Not sure exactly what happened, but he is down, and he is still down in a heap. 4:34 to play in the first period. 2-0. Corpus Christi. Stepan Kuznetsov from Troy Pelton. That coming 45 seconds into the game. Then with the power play, Luca Fasciano, unassisted, went coast to coast, ultimately going through two men and then a third, flipped it past Fuller, and got the goal. There was fighting against the boards as Pietrzyk had it and looked like he got an elbow to the side of the face. It appeared to be an elbow from Ryan Johnson. And then he went down in a heap. Hard to tell on the replay what happened. .434 to play. see if we can see it again as coming in and throwing an elbow in there was Johnson. So Petrzyk on his skates now, standing up by himself. I don't know if that's something they can review because there was obviously contact. Right now, we're just happy to see him being helped off the ice. Sidney West, the trainer. Will Ridden also helping him off. So the faceoff's going to come in the ice race zone. Two nothing is the score. They're going to bring him to the locker room here with 4:34 to go. Two nothing Ice Rays over the Ice Wolves. This crowd wanting to make a lot of noise, but the Ice Rays taking them out of their game so far. Puck in the left corner of the Ice Rays zone. It's cleared along the near side for Sobusch. He couldn't control it, kept in by the Ice Wolves. Sobusch comes to help out in the six-man scrum, if you will. And the puck along the near side boards, trying to clear it out of the zone, was Corpus Christi. Ricci kept it in, shot it around the boards, and it's taken by the Ice Rays. Griffin Zaski, he's out of Milford, Michigan, played it out the center, taken right back by New Mexico. They'll play it in to the right corner, tried a centering pass, it was broken up by the Ice Rays and cleared all the way out to the New Mexico line. Shot back in by Troutwine. Delayed offside, so everyone gets back onside. Here comes New Mexico left to right. Down the left wing, Bryce Johnson played it to the right side. A shot by Brady Borgstead. That was wide. Now along the near side boards, Ice Race trying to clear it. It's in the right corner. Big hit was thrown in there. And finally, the puck taken by Zachary Homer. He couldn't clear. It's kept in at the right point. Taken there by Dylan Koontz. His shot goes wide to the right. Puck along the near side. Trying to keep it in was Max Matthews. He couldn't. Corpus Christi now will play it back into the New Mexico zone. Comes out the center. Fasciano will play it back into the New Mexico zone. Behind the net, they will play. 3 minutes to go here in the opening period. 2-0. New Mexico with the lead. Puck along the near side. It was taken by New Mexico. Still in the Ice Race zone. It's kept in. Centering pass, and it goes through three players. Finally taken by New Mexico, by Corpus Christi. Jackson Wade cleared it down ice. Wade, one of the starters here tonight. Puck is still in the New Mexico zone as they joust along the near side boards. Three players trying to get it. 2:18 to go on the game clock. Puck cleared high in the air. Fasciano will get it in his own zone. He'll play it to the assistant captain. That is Valdez, who plays it down the left wing side. Valdez giving chase. It goes along the far side boards. And now the puck taken by New Mexico across the line, down the near side. A centering pass broken up, clear but not out. Here's a shot, and that is a save beautifully by Rossi, the newcomer. Puck in the left corner, a man gets slipped over. As here's the puck kept in by New Mexico. Penalty coming up. Interference, I think, is going to be the call. And that is going to be Polshikov, it looks like, going off again. Second penalty on him. So we'll see what the call is. It's coming at 18:16, I can tell you that. New Mexico 0-for-1 on the power play. Ice Rays 1-for-1. And it's going to be Cody Kempf going off for slashing. ...18-16, the time of the penalty. Off the faceoff, it comes out to the left point. Here's the puck kept in by the Ice Wolves. In the left corner, it's centered. It goes to the Ice Rays, and they'll clear all the way down ice. Power play for New Mexico. Schermerhorn, one of the guys up front, along with Rasmus Lesjenheim. Puck along the near side. It goes to Graham Harris. Harris at the right circle. He'll center out as it's taken by Max Matthews. Matthews gets the puck back at the right point. He shoots. It's a good blocker save by the goalkeeper Rossi, kept in by Matthews. Matthews on the left wing side. Left circle. He'll play it on the right wing side. Shot goes blistering by Harris over the net and caroms all the way down ice back into the New Mexico zone. 37 seconds on the power play. 2-0 Ice Rays with the lead. Now the puck along the near side. It's taken across the line. Skating in on goal. Shot. And that's deflected as it comes right back now. Taken by LaMoth. LaMoth on the right side to Feaster. Feaster gets the puck back at the right point. He flips it on goal. Save is made. The rebound was clear but not out. Chasing along the far side was Ricci. Ricci pinned against the boards by Valdez with five. Now comes loose and finally cleared down ice. And that will end the first period of play. So the first period has gone by the wayside. And that will do it for the first period. A good one for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays as the Ice Rays lead the game after one period by a score of 2-0 here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We are at the Outpost Ice Arenas. And we will take a break here. First period intermission. It is 2-0 Ice Rays over the Ice Wolves of New Mexico. Corpus Christi Ice Rays Hockey on Brewster Street Radio.
The Corpus Christi Ice Rays would like to thank Janet's Cakery. Now, Janet's Cakery is locally owned and operated. They're located in the market on Everhart.